they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to, on this end of the week, Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program. Welcome. End of the week, United Nations, Emerging New World Order, Gun Control Part 2, today. Oh, I got a lot of stuff to talk about. A whole lot of stuff to talk about. Some of it might not seem connected, but it will be. I'll show you. I go the full step as far as I can go in this agenda to show you how this is all connected. That's all roundabout. How they're trying to bring this thing around. It's coming around. Something's coming down. Of course, I've always said that. But certain events had to be put in place. Certain things had to happen. You can't complete a puzzle until all the pieces are in place. It always looks close. But the supernatural is in control, and that supernatural is God. Whether you believe in him or not, it don't matter. He is there. He is there. This is far beyond Rambo and the militia and the taking back our country by force and all that just silly mess. If, you know, when you do any kind of military operation, you have to do an assessment, an S2, intelligence. And you have to have a good one. The proverbial situation that we use is you don't take a knife to a gunfight. You take slingshots to a shooting gallery. It just doesn't work. If you're going to go to war, you don't bring slingshots when the enemy's got a nuclear weapon. You don't go to war if the enemy's got a nuclear weapon and you don't have anything like that. You all have small arms and they got a nuclear weapon. Who do you think's going to win? Well, now, if you don't do the correct, honest, straightforward, deep intelligence estimate, you're going to get messed up bad. They'll let you win for a little while. Say, okay, ready to pull it? Okay, take them out. It's done, man. So if they got a nuclear weapon, you got a nuclear weapon, it's a standoff. They had that through the 60s, allegedly. That's the bottom line. So what are people thinking? What are people thinking? Well, I tell you what they're thinking. They're thinking, I'm a member of the Joint Chief of Staff. I'm a member of Congress. But they're thinking, most importantly, we all work together under the Council of Foreign Relations, despotic Illuminati under secret societies that work together. What do I mean work together? I mean all the countries work together at the top level. All your intelligence services work together against you, world. And you Chinese soldiers out there, you Russian soldiers out there, you think you're coming to America to because we're evil and all that, but I got news for you. While you're over here, I'm being Tokyo Rose here. Yeah, but I'm telling you the truth, honest to God truth. They got you over here thinking you're going to take your American investments of the four countries, China, Mexico, Canada, United Nations divided, and split up the United States like a Balkan situation. They got you believing that you're going to get these old mean old Americans and all this, and you're looking for your medals when you get done. Well, I got news for you. I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do. In Russia, you got the Ginsburg. Ginsburg or Illuminati. And they're planning on killing Russians while you're over here. They're going to kill your families. And same with China. Because your leaders do not, Putin, he don't care about Russians. Chinese president don't care about Russians. Obama, and all of our presidents have never cared about Americans. I got quotes from FDR. They helped plan Pearl Harbor in the 1920s with Churchill. They planned Pearl Harbor. You understand this? It's not just Russia, China, and all these places. It's all of the leaders are linked up to the secret societies. Well, you Marines out there, American Marines, you might have a 4-star general or 3-star general that's in the Joint Chief of Staff or even the Commandant. They don't care about you. I know for a fact they don't, because they belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. If they cared about you, they wouldn't belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. You see? The Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. In fact. I gotta do a reboot here for a second. Not sure what's going to happen. I gotta stalemate my program here. For some reason. So just hang in there. Just one second. Went dead on me. Let's try this. Bear with me one second here with one expected. Sorry about this, but I have to make sure that I got everything working here, and it was working. Then it just quit on me here for a while. So anyways, while I'm working with this, what I'm telling you is exactly the truth. And I've talked about this many times, how our own leaders, for some reason, change over, find how it's not going to work for them to do the right thing, and they take membership with the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars. Oh, it does work. And to hell with American people, to hell with the Marines, to hell with the Army. They don't care because they're members of a bigger, bigger picture. That bigger picture is a new world order. It's hard to wrap your mind around that. But what I'm telling you is an absolute provable fact. Something happens to them at the highest level. And those that do not join, they will lose their retirement. They will have to retire or lose it. Or if they are aggressive, like Patton was, they'll be murdered. These people don't play. Woodrow Wilson talked about it. He is under the gun also. They're responsible for all of our assassinations. All of them. Every one of them. And mass murder, even in the United States, of our own people. Now, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a conservative. I don't label myself any one of those whatsoever. but I follow Jesus Christ. This is not a religious show. It's not a spiritual show. This is a show of reality that I can prove everything I tell you. I don't follow any political agenda. None whatsoever. Because it's all a bunch of baloney. The Democrats, Republicans work together at the Council of Foreign Relations. And they're telling you. That's the funny part about it. Ha ha. They're even telling you this. Griffin, in his lectures, and many, Carol Quigley, icon for Bill Bob Clinton, was his mentor, pretty much. Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, tells you everything right there. They got it in print. People just don't bother to read it. And when you read it and you say, look what I found. Oh, you're crazy. Let me show you. I don't want to see it. Huh? Well, I'm here to tell you, whether people like it or not, whether it makes me look crazy or not, until I tell you I can prove it, then it's back on you then. And that's what I'll do to people, because I don't say anything I can't prove. I've got evidence for. And when people say, Tom, you're crazy, and they do it all the time, I say, really? Okay. You want to see the evidence? Oh, that's on you. If you say no, that means you don't want to see the evidence. Okay, now who's crazy? Or they'll say, okay, show me your evidence. Okay, about time you ask, and I'm going to do it. You see? And then if they really are sincere, they'll go through six stages. That I'm not going to go into that now, but they'll go through six stages of realization that this conspiracy is actually real. So you have conspiracy theorists, which I don't adhere to. I am a conspiracy researcher. Yeah, there's a difference there. I don't believe in theory. Who the heck wants to rest on a theory? Science does. They're teaching you things in science that's not correct. By design. That's documented too, by the way. And their agenda. Family, I expose as much as I can. And my exposure is only limited what I know. If I knew more, I'd be doing it. Tom, you got to be careful. I said, careful with what? When you're careful, you got to back up. You got to hold things back. No, sir, I ain't going to do it. I ain't holding back nothing. When I see danger coming, I'm going to open up both barrels. That's how I work, you see. You got to be careful. Careful for what? When you got them on, when you're going, you're ticking them off, then you dig in and throw alcohol on the wound. You just keep going. You don't stop till they stop you. You don't stop till God says that's enough. You keep pushing. Well, I have for 5 years. I'm going to keep on pushing. I am official whistleblower and all this and all that, for so forth and so on, but I'm not going about me. This is about the truth. This is about Jesus, who's real. Family, I want to dedicate the broadcast right now before I really get started. And I got lots to show you and connection of dots that you're going to think are not connected, but they really are. And also, can I ask you a couple of favors? If you can go to TalkStreamLive.com once each hour, TalkStreamLive.com, TalkStreamLive, oneword.com, and when you go on there, you click on my picture in that array of other talk show hosts and whatever, and then they'll pop up a media player, probably, and then you'll click it off, or you can listen there if you want, I don't care. You can listen there, or you go back to my picture and go back to my website, whichever. The TalkStream Live group of people there, they close off about 3 minutes to the hour. Like at 6 o'clock, they'll close off like 5:57 or something like that. But I'll probably still be talking till 6 o'clock, so it'll be 3 minutes that I'll still be online talking on my website. See, my website is 24/7, and when I come live, break in on my 24-hour loop, and I'm live like I am now, if you're listening to my website. And I keep talking until I want to finish. And usually it's like 6 or 6.01 or something like that. You know, it depends how much long-winded I get. But I try to stay to the hour, as I should. But I don't have to. It's my own network. I don't owe nobody anything. I don't have anybody interfering. I can keep talking for another 30 minutes if I want to. It's my party, and I don't have to go home. So go to TalkStreamLive.com twice in this segment. And assuming we have good communications and nothing goes down, I'll be talking till 6 o'clock. And so go to TalkStreamLive.com twice this, once each hour. Also to remind you that we're, I'm played also on a random basis at HighPointRadio.net, John Kirkler, HighPointRadio.net. He agreed to play my broadcast and Bible studies randomly on his network. And I mentioned him on the radio on a broadcast as well. He does have sponsors, and he's doing really well, I understand. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he's got towers up there that he puts out network and his broadcast of his own. And so those of you that live up there, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all you Yankees up there, go to the website, highpointradio.net, and you can find the sponsors and use them. Or, you know, give them some support, whatever. I don't get anything for it except the opportunity to have my broadcast and Bible studies played over his network, and I appreciate it. There's a part of it. Have a Facebook, come visit, Watchmen for Jesus, and I have a website, which I just really use for my archives and some studies I put that are fairly detailed and dramatic, on watchmenforjesus.com. Let's get started. Lord, thank you today. Father, this week, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to bless those, give comfort to those that have been in these accidents and lost loved ones this past week. Father, there have been many. Father, we see a rise of the evil coming in this country and in the world. Father, we see an increase of anger, of hate, of parents hurting and killing their children and children killing their parents. Father, we have been told about this coming, but Father, we see an increase on a daily basis. Father, we see these disasters and shootings and, Father, deception coming. We pray, Lord, that you'll bring the Holy Spirit to this, to us, to give us discernment and wisdom to cut through the deception. Father, the opportunities to be able to speak out, and Father, to tell the truth, and to wake people up, Lord, that we asked that the Holy Spirit give us those opportunities and the power to wake people up, Lord, that lead them to Jesus Christ is the bottom line. But Father, we call upon you, if it be thy will, to expose these evils, to expose the ones called the Illuminati, to expose the ones that are secret society members that are behind these attacks, these workings, this evil, to expose those in the government, the education, and the military who are in Wiccan, Father, to expose them and tear down their protection to show who they really are. Father, we pray for those that's going to have the courage to step up and speak out the truth in all these areas as well. Father, we call upon you to send those warring angels down, Father, to fight this evil for us. Open up our eyes. Give us protection in the supernatural realm. And Father, we know the persecution is coming. Father, we know the tribulations are on the way. Father, we know that your promises we can depend on. And Father, to give us that courage. We pray for that courage and wisdom and discernment. We pray for healings in our family. And these events, Father, will bring families together under your Son Jesus. Or at least plant the seed for other divine appointments that, Father, they'll convert. They'll come over to Jesus Christ. We pray for those we've prayed for before. For protection of those with the walk, a new walk in the Word. Father, health protection. And Father, we pray for the healing of those we prayed for in the past. And Father, to bring to these prayer groups your Holy Spirit to answer their prayers. Lord, we need that Holy Spirit now more than ever. And Father, we see this increase coming. And we pray in all these things, Lord, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, won't you do something else for me, if you would? Now, you don't have to do it right now. You can do it after the broadcast. Or you can do it as I talk. Whatever works for you, if you're a multitasker. But what I want you to do for me is don't believe what I say. But everything I say that you think this is crazy, or, wow, I didn't know that, challenge it, man. Don't take my word for it. If you've got two windows up, use one of them. He said this, these statistics, I don't believe that. And go in and check it out as I talk. Now, if you can't do that multitasking or just don't want to do that, that's fine. Jot it down on a piece of paper and say, well, I don't believe that. Oh, no. And then after the show, then you go back and say, I'm going to find out about that. Challenge everything I say that you don't agree with or you didn't know before. Man, get in the habit of doing that with everything you hear on TV, radio, whoever. It don't matter who. I mean, no exception. Not one exception of anybody. It don't matter who, except one. Jesus you can depend on. You haven't seen him? None of us have. Nobody has. When he ascended, that's the last time somebody saw the real Jesus. Oh, but they've been seeing this long-haired, blue-eyed, Caucasian-looking Jesus. That ain't Jesus. We've been fooled in that realm. That's another story. That's a whole new ball game. You see, the real Jesus, nobody knows what he looks like. Do y'all know that? That's true. Now, I've talked about this before. I'm not going to go into it now. That's definitely in another area. But that, what I'm telling you is the truth. So when you see this blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus that you see on TV in portraits and black velvet, that's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because Jesus Christ of Nazareth has short hair. He looks like an Arab. He looks Middle Easterner. Why would he do that? Because he comes from the Middle East, for goodness sakes. But the blonde-haired, blue-eyed does not come from the Middle East. Ashkenazi? Mm-hmm. Fallen angel? Oh, yeah. You see. The Jews in Israel today? Uh-uh. Nope. The real Israel is yet to come. That Israel they got today is not the real Israel. The hexagram or the Star of David, that has nothing to do with God whatsoever. Has to do with witchcraft. Like our pentagrams on our American flag. Pentagrams are witchcraft. The Pentagon, that's witchcraft. Symbols, signs, geometric figures. I'm not going to get in detail here, but these geometric figures, signs, symbols, provocation, invocation, whatever, has an effect on the frequency vibration. In other words, ritualized. Affects your environment. It's physics. The Pentagon knows all about it. They got programs. Developing Nephilim. Transhumanized soldiers. Alchemy. Sodomizing children in some places, because that is how they get their power from the supernatural, by sodomy. It's the royal secret of Freemasonry at the 33rd degree. Where do you think the children go? It may be hard for y'all to take, but that's what's going on. Abortion is nothing more than child sacrifice, and they don't tell you that. I get down to the raw truth. So you'll know. If you don't like it, people leave, I can't help that. But I'm not going to back down. I stand by what I say. I have before and I will always, till I can't do it anymore. You have, in this country, I can say in the world actually, but in this country we'll say, I thought about this today, three different types of people. You see, most of the events that's going on today and in the past, even Pearl Harbor, even the Sinking of the Maine, even Sandy Hook, for sure, shooting, and this thing in France and the shooting of the police and all that going on, you have false flag situations. Some of them where people really die, but still it's orchestrated for a purpose. You have orchestrated instances that are played out on TV, and it hadn't really happened. They're actors. Sounds weird, don't it? But it's true. Now, that's what's going on today. But now the three different kinds of people, three different layers of initiation, I call it. It's not documented. This is something I realized. The first is that the news and reporting events on TV is exactly what's happened, and it's all true, and what the news says is what's really happening. Majority of Americans believe that. The news is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. That's the Illuminati. They control. Since when? Since 1915, according to congressional records. J.P. Morgan started the control by buying out 25 major newspapers, and they never lost it. He just passed it on to Rockefellers, who then in 1921, 6 years later, created the Council of Foreign Relations, who then controlled all newspapers, TV, radio, magazines, you name it, they control it, and they assigned an editor to each one. Sometimes they lose control, but not often. They'll put an editor. If editor gets kind of a little bit of the conscience, put something too revealing, they'll fire him, kill him, or warn him, whatever. This is how it really works. Now, so the first level of American, we'll say, we'll put it like that, are the ones that believe what they hear in the newspaper, TV. They believe it. The general public. So they're taken care of. Then the second level are the conspiracy theorists who will take it and run with it. They'll take the ball and come up with all kinds of scenarios for it. Shadows in the background, you know, and all the conspiracy things you get with. And you have different versions of it from the conspiracy theorists. They'll put it on YouTube. And then they have the controlled opposition within that group that work for the government, work for the Knights of Malta. They'll never mention the Knights of Malta or Jesuits or the Illuminati. They just talk about the bankers, or they'll talk about the Jews, or they'll talk about the Muslims. But they won't talk about the Roman, Italian, Illuminati, or the Knights of Malta, those murderers, or the Jesuits. Now, you're getting who the guys are. And the Illuminati is not Jew, man. They are Italian. They're German. Roman. Yeah. Okay? The names are available. There's 26 families, actually. 13 inside, 13 outside. I'm not going there right now. You got the point. So the second group are the conspiracy theorists who try to find, you know, a boogeyman in every corner. And a lot of times there is one there. But that's your conspiracy theories. And they just take it all kinds of different directions. Then you have the bad guys that Pretend to be conspiracy theorists called controlled opposition. Pretend to be on your side. We give you 80% truth and then redirect 20% to a lie. They've infiltrated that. Now, you have the third. And that's where the real reason for these events have happened. The real inside purpose. Now listen to everything I'm saying today because it's going to make sense as I talk about the next 2 hours. I'm laying the groundwork. It's the real reason why a certain situation, why Sandy Hook really happened, or why they have gun control on a certain day that, you know, that something blows up or a bunch of people allegedly gets killed on a certain day. There's a reason why deeper than what you hear, even a conspiracy theorist. You might say on the occult level to bless the agenda based on a certain day. And briefly to tell you the principle, real quick, is family, it's true that there is different levels of dimensions. There's three. Third, second, and first heaven. Second heaven, where the supernatural resides, the evil. And the first heaven is earth. There's so-called portals, black holes, if you will, that when disasters happen, sacrifice of humans, mass murder, explosions, fire, natural disasters, things, creates energy. Because these disasters, a result of that energy has been produced, weakens the veil between the second and first heaven, allowing these entities to go back and forth, to and fro. That's what it means in the Bible. Satan and the fallen angels say, well, I just think I'm going to find a black hole. I'm going to go visit Earth for a while, get a couple of hot dogs and milkshake and a couple of ladies, and I'll be back. It don't work that way, not to make it light of it. It don't work that way. They got to go through ritual. They got to use witchcraft on human level, alchemy, invocation, human sacrifice to manifest in this realm. Now, I know that sounds crazy for some of you. If there's some atheists out there that's just here for the gun control, well, sorry, but I got to tell you the reality here because it's going to lead to something I'm going to tell you here shortly, and I can prove it, too. I was going to do it yesterday, but I wanted more time to show you. Now, specifically, that little bit I told you, April the 19th, for example, and now you get on your other computer or whatever, and you look up April 19th in the occult, and you will find April 19th to 22nd, 21st, 22nd, is a blood sacrifice date. December 25th is one. May the 1st is one. You see? A day when they sacrifice massive numbers of humans in disaster or quietly, openly, doesn't matter. And they do invocation for a particular reason. This is why. Now, you can say in December the 25th of 1913, they passed the Federal Reserve Act during the time when everybody's on vacation. Okay. You can say very quickly that, well, they waited till everybody was gone. Only a handful was there. And that's how they got it passed. To a certain extent, that's the second level. That's true. However, not the whole truth. Christmas, being pagan, that's a fact. Celebration of the birth of Tammuz and Mithra. Family, you're not going to like this, but I have to tell you anyway. Loads of children are sacrificed and killed on the 25th of December. That sacrifice, not only for the holiday, that Mithra, pagan holiday, in the shadows, and we're talking high-level government, kings and queens of this world, are involved here. I'm not talking about just in, you know, derelict locations and whatever. I'm talking about your kings and queens and CEOs and military commanders are involved in this human sacrifice. Secret societies. This is real. This is not TV. I'm not being sensational. I'm not being like Sid Roth, it's supernatural. I'm telling you what they do. And somehow or another, this gets these, the efforts that they have passed. Blessed, if you will. Cursed. On a level that it succeeds. Now, I don't want to lose you here, but I'm going to give you some shocking evidence on this. As I give you just a basic understanding of this alchemy, this physics that they know how to manipulate. It has a lot to do, almost everything to do with gun control. Okay. Now, yesterday I touched upon it. Now, keep that principle in your back pocket. Remember that as I talk here shortly about some other issues, but keep that in mind as I tell you some other things here. Actually, I tell you what, I better continue this because if I go somewhere else, this is a little complicated. I'm going to simplify it. It will be confusing. Okay. I'll continue on with this. I think this is the smartest thing to do so you'll understand how they really operate. I talked yesterday about gun control legislation. They have to have what they call false flags. Situations to justify everything they do. Called the Gillian dialectic. On April the 19th, 1775, as I said yesterday, British General Thomas Gage sent his entire British redcoats into Lexington and Concord and seized stockpile guns from private citizens. Either Gage or those above him knew that there was going to be a massacre because the Freemasons on our side set it up working with the British Freemasons. The Boston Tea Party was Freemasons. Most of our founding fathers were Freemasons. They established America as a melting pot of the world. And the Declaration of Independence was designed by the Illuminati, given to our so-called founding fathers to justify military action instead of, like I said yesterday, the petition that would have got us what we wanted. They had to have military action to justify a war. They didn't tell our colonists that. We had to fight for freedom. Well, no, you didn't. All they had to do was submit a petition. Coronation oath, the king and queen of Spain, England. Their coronation oath that they take requires them by oath to abide by the wishes of the people. So if the people revolt, then it justifies military action. Military action justifies war. War requires funding. Funding puts them in debt and they own you. That's exactly how they do every single war. That's the formula. So, by having the colonists, that be us then and even today, revolt. Oh, they're revolting. Well, let's send our red coats in. And they did after that and kicked our butts. Made it look like we won to give us that facade when they put us under a debt bondage in 1789. King George III was made Prince of the United States of America Incorporated. Now, if we won the war, whipped their homesick British butts, that never have happened. We wouldn't have to pay back the debt, but we've been paying it back ever since. Because we lost the Revolutionary War. Yes, we did. I'm sorry, but we did. They kept it secret for a long time. Same thing for about every war, actually. That's another story. So they needed April 19, 1775, and 1,400 British redcoats were killed, and almost all their officers on that day. A blood sacrifice day. Then April 19th, 1943. April 19th. Nazi SS troops went to the Jewish section of Warsaw, Poland, to to collect illegal guns. Same day, 1943. German newspapers labeled the Jews as dangerous, evil threat to society. SS tanks stormed the neighborhood, burned the houses to the ground, killed men, women, and children, massacred them, and there was a certain number of militia or rebels in a storm drain that they sealed both ends of it, threw gasoline in there, and cooked them like geese. There's your blood sacrifice. They had to have that. They waited. This happened April the 16th. They closed them down and waited till April the 19th to do it. They had to do it between April 19th and 22nd, 21st. So they had them closed down the 15th or 16th of April. They could have done it right then. They didn't. They had to wait until the 19th of April. And they burned them, killed them, burned them alive. The pain, the torture causes extreme energy to come out. That energy is funneled and channeled to allow fallen angels to come into this realm. It's physics. It's alchemy. I'm giving you some deep, dark secrets that they have. Some of you may not believe it, but it's true. 50 years later, April 19th, Attorney General Janet Reno gave the order for elite troops, and a number of them were Europeans, by the way, in Waco, Texas, to assault the Branch Davidian compound with tanks dispensing illegal CS gas, setting fire, there you go, to the buildings. They killed men, women, and children in America, in Waco, who were allegedly stockpiling illegal guns. There's no negotiations there, really. They would need the first excuse. They needed that sacrifice. April 19th, 1993. They like to do their dirty work on April 19th. In this case, it was all gun control. Excuse of gun control in those bits of time. Now, I'd covered yesterday on the gun control from that point on. I talked about it. You can get it all tomorrow. You can get it all what I talked about yesterday about the gun control later. But now I'm going to take what I told you now to another level and show you how these people think. Now comes the shock, pretty much. Some of you may say, oh, ho-hum. Well, okay, but all right. So keeping those dates in mind, as I laid them out for you, okay, let's see what we got here. Those dates are not the only ones they came out with and things that happened in that period of time. I should have had that scrolled up, but I didn't. Okay, 1 second, please. Here we go. Today's January. Now, the full occult holiday spans between April 19th and May the 1st. When I did research on this, I found it staggering. Absolutely staggering. I didn't expect to find what I did. And it just, I was like, whoa, I just don't believe this. What I discovered. In the full holiday occult, there it is. All right, here we go. April the 20th It's the 110th day of the year, 111th in the leap year, in the Gregorian calendar. There's 255 days remaining when you talk about April the 19th, April 20th, where the stars and the constellations are a certain position that allows portals, the black holes, to open. Now, I'm really summarizing that, really simplifying it. If they require a blood sacrifice of human beings in mass for certain parts of their agenda. Sounds bizarre, don't it? Now, we're talking your Joint Chief of Staff. Doesn't that sound crazy? We're talking your high-level. We're talking Clinton. We're talking Buchanan. These are high-level priests in the Luciferian order. They are. Bohemian Grove is exactly that. And you have pictures of Reagan and Nixon at Bohemian Grove. That's what that's all about. Skull and bones. I'm talking that level. I'm not talking about low level. I'm talking the highest level. This is what really drives this world. Double and triple numbers creates a power date. 420, April 20th, equals 6. Because the zero is taken off and reduces into the occult prime number of 33. 13-day span starting on the 19th to the 1st of May, ending on the 1st of May, 6 reduces to 33. Don't worry about figuring it out, but that's kind of what it ends up being, 11, 13, 11. Earth Day is 22nd of April. 44 reduces its power number 22. And the occult thrives on human worship through worshiping the earth, its elements, such as stone, wood, or metal. Now, you remember that prayer that was given at that commissioner's meeting at Florida. He talked about Mother Earth. He prayed to Mother Earth, the vice mayor, in one of those commissioner's meetings, remember? He sure did. Now, right there was evidence in itself. Prayed to Mother Earth in the meeting. He had five people leave that meeting just long enough for this Satanist, who's a vice mayor in Florida just recently, and you can watch him leave the meeting until he's done with his satanic prayer at the beginning of a commissioner's meeting. They're getting blatant these days. All right? And this drives your world leaders. This is how significant it really is. International Monetary Fund, I forget the name of the lady there, she talked about the head of the IMF about numerology in one of her meetings with the IMF. On international TV. And Doc Marquet, he talks about numerology and how they, it was Christine Lagarde speaks about it. Christine Lagarde of IMF gave a speech in front of the UN and talked about numerology. So this is not one small thing that I'm telling you about. And so I'm getting some things up here. Bear with me here a second, please. And I'm going to, then I'm going to hit you with what I'm getting ready to tell you with today. This computer's a little slow. Because a lot of times I put my show together as I'm talking. It was last year, I think it was, January the 15th of 2014. And that surprised me that they would do this on TV. At that high level. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing. But part of it here.
Finance Minister job in a G7 country. Christine Lagarde has led the IMF for 2.5 years, during which time she's been immersed in the... European economic crisis. When she took over the job, headquartered in Washington, Ms. Lagarde was not new to the U.S. Capitol. She attended Holton Arms School in Bethesda and worked at the U.S. Capitol as an aide to then-Representative William Cohn, where she helped him correspond with his French-speaking constituents during the Watergate hearings. A one-time member of the French national synchronized swimming team and a noted antitrust and labor lawyer, Madame Lagarde became the first female chairman of the international law firm Baker & McKenzie. Earlier in her career, at a job interview at a law firm in Paris, she was told she would never become partner because she was a woman. Later in her career, she would stress equal opportunities for women, encouraging them to work and advance their careers. Climbing her own ladder, Madame Lagarde joined the French government in June 2005 as Minister for Foreign Trade. She worked briefly as a Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries, and in 2007 became France's head of finance. She also chaired ECOFIN Council, the body of economics and finance ministers of the European Union. This experience with the EU bureaucracy came in handy when Madame Lagarde had to negotiate the bailout of Greece and economic help for Portugal and Cyprus. According to news reports, in the darkest hours, she handed out M&M candies to lift the spirits of her global counterparts. With Europe slowly emerging from the deep recession and the U.S. dealing with its own budget issues, she
Okay, hold on a minute to get through all that nonsense. There we go. Stand by.
I'd like to thank the National Press Club and especially President Angela Grilling-Keen for not only inviting me to this prestigious venue, but essentially presenting the outline of what I want to talk to you about now. So it's as if we had prepared that together, which we have not. Now let me first of all, of course, begin by wishing you all a Happy New Year. I guess it's still time to do that, given that we are just exactly halfway through between our Western New Year and the Lunar New Year, which will loom in a few weeks' time. I think it's also appropriate to wish ourselves a Happy New Year, given what I would like to talk to you about, which has to do with the global economy and what we should expect for 2014. Now, I'm going to test you numerology skills.
Bingo.
I'm asking you to think about the magic seven. Okay? Most of you will know that seven is quite a number in all sorts of themes, religions, and I'm sure that you can compress numbers as well. So, if we think about 2014, all right, I'm just giving you 2014, you drop the zero, 14, two times seven. Okay, that's just by way of example, and we're going to carry on. So 2014 will be a milestone and hopefully a magic year in many respects. It will mark the 100th anniversary of the First World War back in 1914. It will mark the 70th anniversary, drop the zero, seven, of the Bretton Woods Conference that actually gave birth to the IMF. And it will be the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. 25th. Okay. It will also mark the 7th anniversary of the financial market jitters that turned into the greatest global economic calamity since the Great Depression. The crisis still lingers. Yet, optimism is in the air. We've left the deep freeze behind us, and the horizon looks just a bit brighter. So my hope and my wish for 2014 is that after those seven miserable years, weak and fragile, we have seven strong years. Now, I don't know whether the G7 will have anything to do with it, or whether it will be the G20. I certainly hope that the IMF will have something to do with it. Now, is this wishful thinking? No. But it will not happen randomly without us together, and policymakers in particular, making the right decisions, having the right policy mix, organizing themselves in a coordinated way. Let me talk about, first of all, the global outlook as we see it, and then I would like to touch on the policies that I believe...
Okay. Only part I wanted you to hear was the part about they really hang on numerology. Now, there's a lot of little secrets that she told there that the people that know about this were laughing because they knew. Other people were like, huh? What are they talking about? They knew exactly what they're talking about. The 25th anniversary was 5 plus 2 is 7. These numbers, geometric figures, rituals, open up portals and cause a success for their agenda. For now. Well, human sacrifice plays a heavy role in it she don't talk about. See, that's how it really works. Now, reflect back on the dates I gave you. For April 19th, a major blood sacrifice day. I get right down to the nitty gritty. And so here we go. April 19th, 1775, Battle of Lexington and Concord. Masonic-led Revolutionary War was inevitable. 1,400 British soldiers were killed. April 19th, 1904, was a preset Great Fire in Toronto. April 18th, 1906, was a Great San Francisco Earthquake Fire. April 19th, 1936, was the biggest show of military strength since World War I. Germany paid homage to Hitler with a show of 300 tanks. April 19th, 1943, after trapping the last Jewish resistance fighters in a storm drain in Warsaw, holding them for several days, Nazi stormtroopers began to pour fire into each end of the storm drain using flamethrowers. They continued pouring the fire into the drain until all the fighters were dead, and blood sacrifice brought about a fiery conflagration. 1943, 40 years later, April the 20th, 1983, two cars packed with high explosives blew up in Baghdad, injuring a large number of people. April 20th, 1984, the following year, the Good Friday Massacre, an extremely violent ice hockey playoff in Montreal, Canada. A lot of these things are orchestrated, I'm afraid to tell you. April 20th, 1985, the following year, to 20 April 85, the ATF raided the Covenant, the Sword and the Arm of the Lord compound in northern Arkansas. Killed a bunch of people. April 19th, 1993. 50 years after 1943 Warsaw, to the day, government troops, tanks, and other military equipment stormed the compound, the Branch Davidian compound, followers in Waco, Texas, and this operation fulfilled the requirement for a human sacrifice, trauma, fire, and young sacrificial victims. April 19th, 1995, Oklahoma City bombing. Once again, fire and death on that day by MK Ultra McVeigh. April 20th, 1998, the German terrorist group Red Army Faction announced their dissolution after 28 years. April 20th, 1999, Columbine High School Massacre occurred. Those kids were on whatever one of them were on. Psychotropic drugs, by the way. Oh, yeah. April 19th, 2005, Ratzinger is elected as Pope Benedict. He's a former Nazi brown shirt as a kid. April the 20th, 2007, Johnson Space Center shooting as hostages in Building 44. April 20th, 2008, Benedict was visited Ground Zero in New York City as the scene of the 11th of September. 11th of September is another date they use, by the way. April 19th, 2010, Canada, over 400 straw bales were caught on fire, blazed out of control. April 19, 2010, Iceland's volcanic ash grounds. All airlines in Northern Europe. You see, volcanoes can be set off by HAARP, by the way. April 20th, 2010, was a Gulf oil fire. Did y'all know that? April 20th was the Hitler's birthday. Now, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken here, let's see here, 1 second. That also, April 19th to 25th is a sacrifice preparation, kidnapping, holding in ceremonial preparation of persons for human sacrifice. And so by April 25th, you have the Damur ritual of the occult. And they, throughout the world, have sex rituals and sacrifice of human beings. By April 30th, it's all prepared, it's executed. The Wall Purges Night, Beltrane, it's all Wiccan sacrifice. And all this is before, to get it all set up. April 19th to May the 1st is a 13-day period of this preparation. That's what all this is about. And April 19th is the first day of the 13-day satanic ritual for day relating to fire, the fire god Baal, Moloch, Nimrod, the sun god, also known as Roman god Saturn, Satan or the devil. And that day is a major human sacrifice day demanding a fire sacrifice of some kind. Now, I got some more dates. Watch this. April 19th, 1861 was a Baltimore riot. The first bloodshed of the Civil War, April 19th. Clash between pro-South civilians and Union troops in Maryland, April 19th, 1861. April 19th, 1933. FDR announced the United States would be abandoning the gold standard, April 19th. April 19th, 1989, a gun turret exploded on the USS Iowa, killing 47 sailors. Add 7 and add 4, you get 11. That was set. It was done on purpose. You see how it works? April 19th, 1992. The feds attempted to raid Randy Weaver. They murdered them. Randy Weaver was in jail. They murdered his wife. They were Christian identity. However, it's another setup. And, of course, you know, April 19th, 1993, the following year, Delta Force, Boinkin. Yeah, Knights of Malta is Boinkin. Was the Davidian compound. Remember that? I already talked about that. April 19th, 1993, the same day, South Dakota Governor George Mikkelson, 7 others were killed in their aircraft crash in Iowa. Oh, I forgot one. April 16th, 2007, Virginia Tech massacre. The murderer was on psychotropic drugs. Now, tell me that's by coincidence. I did a lot of research on that. I need to combine those, don't I? Now, you see how they really work? That's how it really operates. That's the third level, a satanic sacrifice to get across their efforts, their agenda to the supernatural. So it passes through. You see how it works? Now that's a reality that people don't want to talk about. And the high-level Freemasons, they know this. And other secret society members. Everybody else don't. That's in the secret society. They don't even know it. The psychiatric drugs it's given your children and to those in PTSD is ticking time bombs. And they misdiagnose every single time this lie about ADHD to justify putting drugs in the body. Antidepressants in your children. Antidepressants in our veterans. Now, they've seen things over there in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places that government don't want them talking about. Technologies. People getting fried by these high technology lasers and all kinds of stuff they're practicing over there. That's what they're using it for. And our troops see these things and made to do things that they're trained not to do. And then they come over here, given drugs, reduces their effectiveness. Voice-to-skull technology, they hear voices, but it's by technology. Voice-to-skull technology. Heck, they're using that at Walmart just for advertisement. Microwave technology that puts beams, voices in your head, and the troops think it's them. And I've talked to people at the VA. They don't talk about it. They don't like me talking about it. People get all excited. I can't talk about that. I got a study on my website. Go get it. Do what you want with it. But not sell it, though. But a study I did on how they're instigating and orchestrating the suicides, 26 per day. WatchmanForJesus.com. The study is there. Make up your own mind. Now, I'm going to play you an audio. For me, it's a video. For you, it's an audio on the psychotropic drugs that they're giving your children, and the majority of veterans coming back are getting these drugs, and they have microchips in them. They're causing a lot of these killings. They're causing them. It's not the veterans. It's being caused.
This is 911. Who is this? Where is your sister? What is she trying to do? Take pills?
What? No, my dad's home now.
Our beautiful little girl Candace died by hanging 4 days after ingesting 100 milligrams of Zoloft.
Matt violently and with great difficulty took his own life.
She ended the night by cutting her wrist.
I found Jacob hanging from the rafter in our attic.
It wasn't the disease that caused my daughter to viciously mutilate herself. It was the drug.
These parents believe the drug companies had evidence there was a risk, but never told them.
I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Caitlin Elizabeth McIntosh. Well, it's actually only a two-dimensional image of her, but it's all I have left. She died of suicide at age 12 years, 3 months, just 8 weeks after being put on Paxil and then Zoloft.
Our daughter Julie had been excited about college and had scored 1,300 in her SATs several weeks before her death. Instead of picking out colleges with our daughter, my wife and I had to pick out a cemetery plot for her. Instead of looking forward to visiting Julie at school, we now visit her grave.
On September 9, 2001, in a state of confusion and hopelessness, I put a .38 Special Smith & Wesson revolver under my chin and pulled the trigger.
I went from being a shy and mildly depressed but never suicidal kid to being overcome with thoughts of hurting and killing myself while on the SSRI drugs, thoughts which I acted on.
He told me, "I cannot stand the way this drug makes me feel." 2 days later, he committed suicide.
How do you erase the picture of your child trying to run in front of a moving car?
Would you people put your children on this drug? Would you take it yourselves?
A lot of the people who spoke this morning, the picture that was presented of their child or someone they knew was not someone who was very, very ill. It was someone who had relatively minor type findings who were put on these drugs with terrible consequences.
Dr. Healy is a world-renowned expert on antidepressant drugs, and he joins me in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me. I actually use drugs to treat people who've got problems with their nerves. I used them when they came out first, and I use them still. And GPs prescribe them in good faith because they think these things are reasonably harmless.
Yes.
When, in actual fact, they aren't.
I think what's happening is we're not just picking up people who were ill and need to be treated. We've gone way, way beyond that and are actually making people ill.
I want to ask the question of what kind of society have we become when increasingly it seems pharmaceutical companies can get drugs on the market which haven't been shown to work and which have been claimed to be safe and effective when they aren't.
Oh, this is about money. This is not about science.
The pharmaceutical industry has systematically misled physicians and patients.
The bottom line, we don't really know what these drugs are doing in real live human beings. When you look at all of the documents, you see a pattern of misleading doctors who then unwittingly mislead patients. This is a betrayal of the public trust in physicians behind the scenes by the industry, and it must stop.
Harvard psychiatrist Joseph Glenn Mullen consults for lawyers suing antidepressant manufacturers. He prescribes these drugs to patients, but says he closely monitors them because he's seen extreme and dangerous reactions in some patients.
People who were not suicidal before I put them on the drug, who very clearly became agitated, sleepless, restlessness, and completely preoccupied with suicidal thoughts. And when I took them off the drug, it went away.
2 years ago, 16-year-old Corey Badsgard took a rifle to his high school and held 23 classmates hostage.
Describe around that time how you were feeling.
In the morning, I didn't feel like going to school. I felt sick, didn't feel like really, you know, like I could get up very well. And so I went back to bed, and next thing I remember, I'm in juvie in the detention center where I used to live.
I had no doubt that the medication did this. I mean, he had amnesia, you know, hallucinations earlier. Abnormal dreams, which are all side effects of the medication.
That morning, Corey was on a mix of antidepressants prescribed for what doctors called situational depression. His father says the pills turned Corey from a sensitive teenage boy to a volatile marauder, susceptible to blind rage.
He was never a violent kid. I mean, he's always been a good kid, loved us, hugged us all. You know, he's never watched violent videos, and until the medication, he started, you know, after that, then we realized that he was having aggression problems and, you know, was out of character.
At Fox News, we found the Badsgard story with antidepressants compelling, so we investigated further. We found a disturbing number of recent school shooters were either on medication or were experiencing withdrawal.
The list includes 15-year-old Kip Kinkle withdrawing from Prozac when he shot 22 classmates, killing two, after murdering his mother and stepfather at his home in Springfield, Oregon. 18-year-old Jason Hoffman on Effexor and Celexa, and he opened fire at his California high school, wounding five. 15-year-old Sean Cooper on a mix of antidepressants when he shot students in Idaho. 15-year-old T.J. Solomon, also on a mix of antidepressants, when he aimed his shotgun at classmates in Conyers, Georgia, wounding six. And 17-year-old Eric Harris, on Luvox, when he and partner Dylan Klebold killed 12 classmates and a teacher in the bloodiest school massacre yet, Columbine.
One of the things that in the past we have known about depression is that it very, very rarely leads to violence. It's only been since the advent of these new SSRI drugs that we have murderers, sometimes even mass murderers, taking antidepressant drugs.
What's going to happen to you when some months or some years up the road you actually try to halt this drug?
You have these sudden electrical jolts.
Electric shock sensation.
I couldn't walk.
Incredibly fatigued.
I could hardly talk.
I used to get the shakes.
Pins and needles.
Extreme vertigo.
Violent dizzy spells.
I fainted a couple of times.
Chest pains.
I couldn't sleep.
Stomach spasms.
Migraine headaches.
The nervousness.
Racing thoughts.
Anxiety attacks.
Heightened emotional sensitivity.
Crying spells.
I was very angry.
I was in actual physical pain from these zaps. I mean, they just go through your whole body. And it's not only the zaps and getting sick. It just feels like all the panic attacks that you've missed from taking the drug are now bottling out of you like at an uncontrollable rate.
Doctors are told, oh, our drugs don't cause withdrawal. They cause something called discontinuation syndrome, but that's transient and mild. Don't worry about it too much.
Physicians miss that ultimately they're the consumers, but there's this weird market here because I consume by putting pills in your math. And you're the one who's going to have to suffer the consequences of things if they go wrong.
Now, responsible gun owners and users, you won't have a problem. Guns don't kill people. Knives don't kill people. Cars don't kill people. And if you put people behind them with desire to want to kill, then cars will kill people. Knives will kill people, and guns will kill people when you put people there and want to kill people. How dumb can you be to think guns kill people when you put, unless you have someone there to do it? I've laid guns down before. When I trained, I said, gun, shoot them. The gun just sat there and didn't do a thing. Let me tell you something. When the description of what you heard, I'm going to tell you one step further. I can do this. I know this is true. Whether y'all like it or not, I can't help that, but I'm going to tell you the truth. As I've indicated for the past hour, the supernatural is connected to these drugs. The drugs open up a portal in your body, allowing possession of demonic entities come inside your body. That's where they get the reaction. Pharmacy, pharmakia, pharmacy, pharmakia, pharmakia in Greek means sorcery. Yes, it does. It's alchemy. That's what it means. Okay? The Pentagon knows this. They experiment with different drugs, allows different entities to come inside the bodies. The drugs, different entities, different frequencies of every drug. Marijuana has its own to medicate, but opens up a portal allowing possession. No pun intended there, but I mean possession of the demonic realm. I just don't believe in that. I don't care if you believe it or not, but the people controlling this world, they do believe in Lucifer. Whether you do or not, that will make a lick of difference. They do. He does exist. The supernatural realm is real, and they manipulate it. The Pentagon knows how to get the remote viewers and their super soldiers by ways of getting them possessed by drugs, sexual perversions, and so forth, opens up portals in your body. These are secrets they don't want you to know. I don't have time to go in detail, but that's what happens. Now, your veterans coming back are pounded with drugs because of the diagnosis of PTSD, whether they got it or not. They'll give it to them. Your children, just showed you. I got a list of them that they give to parents, say, you kids got to take this because ADHD. There's no such thing as ADHD. It's a lie. Don't blame the psychiatrist. They're nothing but cowards. They're there to do what they're told to do. There's a higher level that tells them they must do this, in the military especially. Don't blame the military psychologist on the first level. They're just too cowardly to refuse to do it. But blame the generals. Blame the congressmen. Blame the highest level. Go to the highest level. The secret society members. Now you get somewhere. Okay. So you put someone under drugs, find an excuse to put drugs in their body, put a gun in their hand. How good are y'all at 2 plus 2? So we need to control weapons, don't we? We control the weapons, we won't have the death. That's the lie they're telling you. So they make a profile certain folks, certain kids, certain veterans, and they kill their family, or they go into a workplace and kill a bunch of folks, and they use that to justify weapons control. Now you get it? That's how it works. Family, I found an article today where fourth graders were planning to kill their teacher. Now, back when I was in school, the worst thing we did was throw spit wads and hum like bees for Miss Thompson in geometry class. She's old. And she thought there were bees outside the door, and she got mad because we fooled her. Now, that's what we did back then, I think, with snowballs or something, or let the air out of the tire. But today, no. No, today, They pull the fire alarm and wait outside the snipers to kill them as they come out the door. Or you plan to kill the teacher. You don't plan to hit her with a spit wad or let the air out of the tire. These kids are killing their teachers or planning it. To spike her coffee or something. I mean, come on now. This is nuts. You put the drugs in there. Of course, that's going beyond weapons control. But you get the idea. It's the mindset we're talking about. Now, knowing that all of our presidents are part of this weapons disarmament, but you need justification to disarm you. So they give you these dirt drugs, voice-to-skull technology on your children and your veterans, which causes them to react in ways they never thought before, and then they blame it on guns or blame it on whatever, and that's how they do it. Well, watch this. In 2008, knowing veterans were going to be coming back, old Bush signed a Veterans Disarmament Act. Oh, by the way, you know the kids that were going to kill their teacher? Why would kids want to kill their teacher? For sexual abuse? No. The teacher yelled at them, so they decided to kill the teacher. I mean, literally, kill the teacher because she yelled at them. Here comes International Rights of the Child, which will take your children. Family, there's a major, I've been talking about this for years now. This is how these people think. Well, Bush here had signed the Veterans Disarmament Act in 2000, around H.R. 2640, a.k.a. the Veterans Disarmament Act, into law. Former military personnel, the country, and their families will indeed suffer in the long run. So they give them drugs, have some of them kill some folks, and say, now, if you're a veteran with post-traumatic stress, you can't own a firearm. Yeah. According to Operation Firing for Effect, National Chairman Gene Symes, quote, if President Bush signs H.R. 2640, a.k.a. the Veterans Disarmament Act, into law, former military personnel of this country and other families will indeed suffer in the long run. Homeland Security is currently downloading information from the VA on veterans who the VA has determined to be mentally incompetent and therefore at risk to buy or own a firearm. It is true that the House Bill 2640 doesn't directly mention veterans or military personnel in the text body, and there are no references to the Department of Veterans Affairs within the bill itself. However, the passage of the bill will open the door to assessing veterans' personal medical information, agencies outside of the VA. It talks about the FBI, ATF, Homeland Security, other law enforcement agencies are downloading information from the VA on veterans who the VA had determined to be mentally incompetent and therefore at risk to buy or own a firearm. So they get a few veterans to, under voice-to-skull technology, to kill their family and themselves, diagnose as such, and that's exactly what's happening. The voices in the head technology. Then they use that as justification. That's how it works. And what I'm telling you now was written in 2008. 2008. And the H.R. 2640 received the approval and endorsement of the National Rifle Association, several high-profile veterans service organizations, a very polished NRA statement of endorsement I've got here in this link. You see the NRA, ACLU, NAACP, all these organizations, Oath Keepers, Tea Parties, you are infiltrated with undercover folks that work for these governments. They use, Charlton Heston is a liar. Charlton Heston, out of my cold, dead hands. What a liar. He's a Freemason, and they control these darn organizations to slow you down. Like your Paul Rykoff, who's got the HAD program, that was watching on how, since 2006, how to control the suicide numbers of veterans at 22 to 26 per day, to cut down on the numbers somehow by other means. But Paul Rykoff is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. In other words, they create these organizations under the guise to help, but not really to slow down and to make sure that people are placated while they continue the murder of our veterans right under our noses by using other veterans that sold to the devil. I got a problem with that. I got a big problem with that. Pelosi was talking, blah, 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 and right behind her was Paul Rykoff standing there in the fig leaf position. He's a former vet. What is wrong with these people? You belong to the CFR. You belong to the Illuminati. Nose sprays to reduce the number of suicides. You got to be kidding me. Nose spray to antidepressants. Found that causes it during suicides. So I guess we got to have gun control, huh? That's how they do it. That's like closing in on our veterans and our citizens, justifying gun control under UN administration. This is the big picture of what they're up to. Now, have I got y'all's attention? Maybe. You're not bored, are you? Or is it too excitable? They're projecting the lines of this agenda, creating a United Nations military with Army, Navy, Air Force, and nuclear weapons, dispatching U.S. military personnel to ever-increasing U.N. missions throughout the world. That began in Korea. Gradually disarming all nation states, including the United States, so that the U.N. military forces could be unchallengeable. Establishing international criminal court and rapidly expanding its jurisdiction. Establishing a UN police force and bringing all local police under its control. I've warned people for years about the national police force that's coming to America. So they got to get you to not trust the police force anymore. So they bring in a national police force. That's not Obama. Family goes back to Hitler and Clinton. And now Obama has passed on to it. Yes. Look up American police force. They used the Serbian coat of arms. They took over a sheriff's department in Hardin, Montana, about 3-4 years ago as a test case. Y'all. So they plan on establishing a global UN police force and bringing all local police under its control, a national police force. And that will be made up by felons. Good cops will be taken out. That's a guarantee. Outlawing private ownership of firearms and disarming citizens. This is a plan that they include. I'm reading them. I got them right here. Imposing global draconian regulations on all human activity on the pretext of protecting the environment. They planned to do that in 1966 under the Iron Mountain Report. Population or pollution. It's been a lie all along. Overpopulation. That's a lie all along. Rockefellers. Bilderberg. Club of Rome. Drastically restricting and ultimately destroying property rights. forcing vast relocations of human population in order to create wildlands for UN-designated animal species. Imposing global carbon taxes on all fuels, a Tobin tax on financial transactions, other tax proposals. Placing a vast regulatory regime on all labor, business, and employment policies. They control all unions that you think is on your side? Uh-uh. It's like the NRA. They're there to control you. Imposing population controls, including mandatory abortion. There you go. That's why they're trying to get abortion legalized. And abortion on the third level, as I told you a little while ago, the real purpose of abortion is for child sacrifice. I've got the layout on that. I know how they do it. I know what it's for. That's the whole purpose of abortion. It's going right back to the Mayan and Nimrod practice of child sacrifice for the supernatural. That is the purpose of abortion. Accelerating UN subversion in our schools and bringing all education under the jurisdiction of UNESCO. UNESCO. That's why they're controlling the schools. They're trying to reduce your trust on the institution of education by having these school teachers, look at the numbers, it's staggering, of female teachers having affairs and sexual practices of their 18 and below students. It's massive. Massive. So they got to destroy the institution and trust in it. Law enforcement, politics, education, and finance. So they'll have a union, a world control. It's working perfectly. Subjecting all parents to licensing and claiming UN, quote, protective authority over all children. They tried that in 1989 with Hillary Clinton, but she failed to get the International Rights of the Child signed by our Congress. They're going to try again. They need justification. They create instances, situations where children are abused or they're not abused or reporting as such over the long term. So when they go before it again, they'll get our legislators to sign it. That will effectively take control of your children. Striking down all laws against homosexuality and pedophilia. Did not Hawkins say that mild pedophilia was okay? Sure did. It's all right there, family. Coming to fruition right under your noses. Greatly expanding the practice of euthanasia and assisted suicide. Family, Belgium's already done it. About 400 or 500 kids have killed themselves because of euthanasia. It's been approved, and they do it by design. You want to die today? Okay, no problem. All right, and they kill them. Under 18. In Belgium, it's been passed, and it's being done. In London, a judge gave the authority to a woman to kill her disabled child. Took 14 days for the kid to die. It's being worked on since 1994 in Oregon. I guarantee you the witchcraft is being ran often to get this thing passed in Oregon and Texas. Y'all getting the picture here? Greatly expanding the practice of euthanasia and assisted suicide to Die with Dignity Act. It'll be in the health care bill. Promoting paganism, New Age spirituality, the occult, and Satanism under the guise of promoting peace, brotherhood, and a global elite. Now, do you think they're doing that today? Or am I just reading off some kind of a laundry list of these events? The possibility that they exist, that they're actually doing it. You think I'm just reading it off for that reason? That's not really happening? What do you think? You think the schools and the commissioners unit are actually worshiping Lucifer? Is that a little bit too much for y'all to take, some of you? You think it's kind of off the wall? That I went over the edge here and you don't believe the supernatural? So you want to check another show out today because it's just really scary what I'm talking about. Well, I tell you what. I have a, if I can find it here, my regular listeners, bear with me. Once again, I'll play this for people that don't. I got a lot of people listening today. Florida.
Here.
December the 2nd. Last year.
If everyone
last
would
month.
Please rise for the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Five people leave this commissioner's meeting. This is unbelievable. And everybody's gone. Five of them, half of them. He says duly noted. That's what he's making note of.
Duly noted. Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe. The original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great god of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans, and growing rapidly. In closing, let us, above all, love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness sake. And so we pray, so what? Thank you, Council.
Another say the Pledge of Allegiance, and the guys come back in. This is the silliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They all come back in now. Everybody's present.
Additions, deletions, or reordering. Pamela?
Yes, at this time, staff would like to...
It's for real. The guy's talking about Thor and Zeus and Allah. And this guy ain't Muslim. And Satan. Man, they ain't holding nothing back. Now tell me it's not real. Because it is. And that's not going to be the only commissioner's meeting that that happens. It's increasing. And you heard when everybody left, five of the group out of 10 or 12, five left. When they all left, so they wouldn't hear his prayer of evil, he said, duly noted. In other words, we know who you are, that you left. We remember you, etc., etc. That's what that means. Right there is proverbial separation that God talked about. Even to divide families, it will happen. Right there is a perfect example of how real it is. I mean, it's right out of the textbook. Gun control is one of their biggest agenda items. And Americans, because we live with it. I know people who's got 20 guns. You know, well, I'm a gun owner, whatever. I know, you know, we all own whatever. I believe in home protection and so forth. This turn the other cheek thing, I'm still working on that. I have to admit. But I know that what Jesus wants me to do, and I'm working in that direction. I have to be honest about it. But then what's coming down to? Now, they're going about in a very sneaky way how they're going to control our weapons. When they launch their Helter Skelter, the idea is to put us in such a bad bind that we'll cry and scream for protection, because you won't have National Guard. You won't have law enforcement. They'll be gone. And you'll have nothing but the Crips, Bloods, Aryan Nation, criminals, locked and loaded, ready to come out into public view. And the Wicca know their day is coming of a Helter Skelter day. Oh, they know. But what they don't know, they don't even know this. I know what's going to happen. Is that they're going to then justify martial law. And out of the woodwork, man, out of nowhere, is going to appear millions, that's already here, of UN military personnel, special forces of Chinese, Russian, and UN forces are already here. They're already operating in deep underground military bases, abandoned bases. They've been here since 1990s. And they will then start the killing process of all the gangs that they've enlisted will be killed. And we'll say, hooray, hooray. The gangs that's involved here don't know that's going to happen. But it's going to happen. They'll bring order under their control. When? I don't know when. But the sooner they do this, what they don't realize is they're heading toward the New World Order and their final destruction at the same time. And there's nothing they can do about it. It's like you see a bunch of hungry cattle, thirsty cattle that would be, in the desert, and you know coming up that there's a water hole that's poison. You got to keep them away from it. But they see the water and they break for a stampede, heading through that poison water. That's exactly what Knights of Malta, the Freemasons, the Luciferians in this agenda, and the high-level governments that's involved in this are the cattle. Because once they start this agenda, there's no stopping it. And they can't possibly win. Because God is in control. God will allow it to happen. You see? So those of you that's civilian, those of you that are being made afraid because of all this fear-mongering, your protection lies in the supernatural, because it's supernatural that's dealing it. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Jesus Christ, literally. That is the answer. Family, it's the only answer. There are no others. Those are the militia and those are the Rambo types and all that. I know what you're thinking and I know what you feel. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I believe in all I've taught, all this, all of it. Weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, all that. I know how to live off the land. All this and all that. But family had to come to reality to see what I'm really dealing with and what you're really dealing with is this new world order. But this new world order and the ones that's advocating it and going to promote it are like the cattle running to the poison well to their own destruction once it started, not the other way around. That's a different way of looking at it, isn't it? Entirely a different way of looking at it. Because they want you to think otherwise. If you don't have God in your life, well, you do have a problem. You're going to run out of ammo. You're going to run out of food. All that. Now, finally, somebody's going to say, Lord, help me. And the big macho Marine, whatever, is going to be on his knees praying to God for the last time when everything else fails. When it should be the other way around. First, the Lord, and let him guide you. But everybody waits to the last minute. Well, thank God that God has mercy and his son died on the cross for our sins. He's there when you call upon him. That's mercy. You see. Well, he's there for you. He knows it. I bet you never thought that that would be the talk about gun control. They're going to get their gun control. It's all for the UN. Nixon set up the American Balkanization. He divided our country into 10 regions, 5 states each, for his military takeover that didn't happen. That's Reagan. That's Nixon for you. He'd planned a military with a General Cushman. General Cushman was a part of this treachery. A fellow Marine. That shocked me when I found out about that. Family, their loyalty does not lie with their fellow servicemen below. It lies with the secret services. Excuse me, the secret societies. That's where the loyalty is. That's reality. You don't even find Jesus in the churches anymore. Jesus is in your soul, in your heart. When you call upon him, Holy Spirit will wake up. Well, Holy Spirit's alive anyway, excuse me. When your soul wakes up and calls upon him, he's there. That's the mercy that we're talking about. This is the bottom line. So I've tried to show you today how all this is combined. It's all connected, every bit of it. I showed you today at the high level of Christine Lagarde, head of the IMF, for goodness sakes. Talk about numerology. I showed you here on a commissioner's meeting in Lake City, something, Florida, where they did a prayer to Satan, for goodness sakes. That reconnects with Allah and Thor. You think he's playing a video game and he come up with Thor in that prayer? No. They believe in this ascended master and hierarchy nonsense. I mean, this that's a city council meeting. This is serious. You've got foreign troops already here. They're already here. There's no invasion. Heck, the invasion happened a long time ago. Let in by our own government. And your generals that go to the Council of Foreign Relations are traitors to their country. They sold their soul somewhere along the way because they saw that how organized and anonymous this is. They joined them instead of exposing it. Because they saw their retirement leave, or it was too big, they couldn't even have the faith that God would be there for them. I don't know, whatever the reason. But they turned their soul over to the devil. That's how it really works. Well, family, whoa, it's 10 minutes till. Now, I'll have to, actually, what I'll do Monday, I'm not going to get into it now. I did have a lot to talk about, and I didn't get everything today. Monday, I want to talk about how Christians should view gun control. The background on that. I need a full hour on that to tell you what the Bible talks about gun control. Home protection, self-protection. And we'll do that on Monday for y'all. And seek guidance from the Lord. For me to say that is another story. I wasn't like this before. You know, my whole life changed when I became born again. My whole life was different. People that knew me then could tell you that now. I'm completely, almost 180. Wasn't me. It was a lot of mistakes I made. Took me down to the ground. And he had to work from the ground up for me. But family, they're brainwashing the dickens out of us. And you fight it through the supernatural. Now, for example, psychiatrists say, now they got a study, nonconformity is a mental disease, a mental illness. Only the sheeple are sane. They got a study about that. So if you're a nonconformist, you're mentally ill. Well, the study says so. They even told you, remember I told you all how they have these rallies and riots and marches? I told you that the police or the communists or the socialists infiltrated. Well, they got an article out. Socialists and communists infiltrate Black Lives Matter rally. They form it, infiltrate it, and use it. This is how it happens. New Black Panther Party. Black Panther Party is controlled by the FBI. FBI controls the KKK. Yeah, they do. The Black Panther Party says 2015 is, quote, time to build up that army and go to the gun range. Gun control on the way. You'll find a number of them, Muslims. You'll find a number of them in the Boule Society, Freemasonry. The atheists unveiled their own Ten Commandments, an article came out. Man, it is picking up steam, man. Picking up steam, something awful. And you have investor, Peter Thiel, his fund, bought into marijuana business. See, the marijuana drugs medicate the population. You know, I already told you about that. Now they're all buying into the marijuana business. I told y'all, man, they're gonna legalize it. It got nothing to do with, you know, medical, all that's a bunch of nonsense. They want to control using drugs. So make it legalized. They got the e-cigarettes, right? They're gonna have a e-water pipe underneath your chin, man. Can you imagine? Oh, man, I tell you. I got a whole laundry list of VA tries to trick veterans into adding their firearms to a federal registry. As an article came out not long ago. And they are trying their darndest to pull us in. And you know the New York PD shooting? When you read about that and the Paris shooting recently, man, that smells bad. Something ain't right about these shootings. These shootings are going to be used for gun control. to justify it. These were played out. Because when you go over the study on these shootings in New York and in Paris, France recently, something is not right about these things at all in the investigation. I did a little study on it. And I don't have time to go over it right now, but if you do the study yourself, you'll find that there's some really sneaky no blood there. What happens when you shoot someone point blank range with a 7.62 is going to leave a big old hole. And there's a lot of other things. That didn't make sense. Numerous videos of people being shot, but physics requires a reaction in the body, not a casual, but slightly delay. Some really strange things were going on in the shootings, in the so-called videos that came out about it. And also New York City had some really serious problems about it. Didn't make a lot of sense in the shootings in New York City. They'll instigate these situations to justify martial law. All this has to do with getting everyone corralled to accept the New World Order. Everybody's plate. Family, we come to the end of the program. I want to let you all know that we're played up in highpointradio.net randomly. John Kirkler plays our broadcast, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he has sponsors up there, and he's doing really well. His towers, he's increasing in those three states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Check out his website, highpointradio.net, and he has sponsors there. Find them and use them. Also, my website, watchfulforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchful for Jesus. I got a personal one, but I very seldom go on it. I'm just there, but I really focus on the Watchful for Jesus website, the Facebook. Also, I'll be putting this week, well today, my broadcast for this past week. And we're studying Daniel tonight. Oh, Daniel's right on target. The United Nations, in the image of Daniel, the image of the gold, the silver, the bronze, and the feet of clay and iron mixed, that's the United Nations. To bring them all together, the revival of the whole Roman Empire is happening now. Daniel talks about it. That's what that's all about. It's what Daniel's all about. The Roman Empire destroyed from inside, now trying to be brought back together by the League of Nations. Finally, after many monarchs tried to pull together the old Roman Empire many times. Charlemagne, Louis XIV, Adolf Hitler, Charles V, Napoleon, many times attempted to bring the iron mixed with clay together. It is the revival of the old Roman Empire. Remember, we're close, really close to the end times events. Daniel talks about it. Well, anyway, tonight we're going to finish up with Daniel, and I'll be putting that out on my website, part 5, I think. And then all this week, gun control and how to control education, health care. I'll be putting that out, too, on one email and on my Facebook. Family, do your own study. Don't take one person's word for anything. You can't do it, I'm sorry, but you can't. Especially on TV and folks that are highly funded, international, writing books, are the first ones you better suspect. They'll tell you 80% truth and deviate 20% to throw you off. That's how they do it. It's called controlled opposition. Family, trust in the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only way. There is no other solution. Get a head start and take Jesus as your Savior. He'll change you. Because that's what it's going to take. And you'll be a step ahead of everybody else. Y'all have a good night. Good weekend. Great weekend. It is cold, cold, cold. But family, trust in the Lord thy God. King James Bible is the only true word of God that is on the face of this planet. And just get yourselves ready. Get your house in order. Because he's coming back. But in the meantime, you've got to have tribulations, family. It's coming. A time this world has never seen before. We don't know when, but be ready now. Have a good night, great weekend. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week, 4 o'clock on Monday. And we'll talk about the biblical principles of home protection and what the Bible says about that, and gun control from a biblical perspective. Good night. God bless. This is your watchman. I'm signing off.
Disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Every day.